Research may sound like something that is far removed from daily life. In fact, it's something we do all the time. For example, before you buy your cell phone, you first determine if there is a need for one. So you check out different brands, models, features, prices, and so forth. Then you compare and assess, make a decision, and finally take action to buy it. The information you collect systematically is called data. The comparison and assessment could be the analysis. The decision-making and action-taking are drawing implications of the findings and putting them in practice. In simple terms, doing research is to ask questions and try to find answers by collecting information systematically. The same idea applies to music education. Before you become a music teacher and teach effectively, you first determine that you have a need to teach music and conduct research for effective teaching strategies. So you collect a good amount of information about the music fundamentals, style and form, etc., the students, background, experience, and so forth, the school system, like logistics and regulations, the community, its culture, its expectations, and teaching methods, like singing and modeling, and so forth. Then you compare and assess various strategies before making decisions on what music to teach and how to teach it. Finally, you take the action to implement your teaching plan. Doing research in music education is taking the idea of research in everyday life and making it more systematic in every step of a research cycle.